Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, I want to talk about a fire that broke out at Loughlin United Soccer Club in Roscommon 2 weeks ago. What happened was it destroyed the team's clubhouse and everything in it. And now they have to start from scratch, which is why Sean McDonald's here. Good morning, Sean.
Hi, Ryan.
And what's your role in the club?
I'm the secretary of the club officially since Saturday week. So
okay, so yeah. you're down to business.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the place and the club itself.
Well, we're based in Loughlin, County Roscommon. We're a tiny little village, probably around 500 at its height. The soccer club was first established in 76, so we're coming up on 40 years next year. We redone the underage structure in 97, and that's when the changing rooms were built. They were built by our own committee members. So
they were literally built by the lads?
Literally built by the lads. My father and a couple of other people started the underage club in 97, and that's when I started playing for them. We joined the senior league in, I think it was 2008, yeah. That, and we've been going ever since.
Okay, so we saw a bit of this last week when we were in Dunamagan, girls football,
yeah.
And it was in Kilkenny, and you got that sense of the clubhouse is the kind of the hub.
Yes, it is.
For all sorts of occasions and yeah, social activity.
Well, it's not a massive club. We have the community centre down the other end of the village that hosts
that's
most
where all
of the
that, all, that stuff.
All the main events. Our little club, we're a tiny little club. It was a small enough structure, but it was our structure. Do you know that sort of way? It was a place for anybody that in the community could go. It wasn't just a soccer clubhouse. It was the community games use it, the school use it. It's open all the time for anyone that wants to come down. It's just in the middle of the town, so it's a perfect spot.
Perfect spot. June 26th, only a couple of weeks ago, really?
Yeah.
If just a week, 10 days, I suppose.
Yeah, about that, yeah.
What happened?
Well, I was actually away. I was up here at a gig, and I got a phone call saying that the clubhouse was on fire. Originally, I thought it was maybe a small fire in the corner or something like that. But when I got back on Saturday morning, the whole place is gutted. Completely. Our vice chairman, Patsy, brought down his tractor, and we took off it's a galvanized structure, so we took off all the burnt galvanized, but it was completely gutted on the inside. Just everything. Everything was gone, from pitch liners to lawnmowers to footballs. I think in the club right now we have two footballs and a set of jerseys.
As opposed to?
Full kits, probably about five kits. There's a lawnmower, liner, any amount of, I couldn't even tell
so
you.
So everything gone?
Everything.
Everything wrecked and destroyed by fire, and you must have been pretty upset by that.
We're gutted, the whole community is gutted. Like there's ourselves and Aero GA Club are the two clubs around. There's smaller clubs like the badminton and stuff like that, but maybe the two big clubs around the area, and just the whole community is kind of gobsmacked.
So what, the guards are taking a certain line of inquiry, are they?
Yeah, the guards are looking for assistance in anyone who's seen her.
They think it might have been malicious.
May have been a malicious, yeah. They're treating it as malicious circumstances. Yeah,
that adds a sinister hue to the story as well.
Yeah, well, we don't really know much.
Yeah, well, that's not, and it's not up for discussion, obviously, because you have to just let the investigation take its course.
Yeah.
But it just adds another air of mystery, I suppose, to it. Why would anyone do such a thing is another question.
Yeah, we're a tiny little club in the northwest of Scotland. We don't really... We keep ourselves to ourselves, but the pitch is there for the whole community to use, and we just can't understand how anything like this really could have happened.
Whatever about the emotional cost, the financial cost is what? To try and get yourselves back in the world.
It's really, really soon to tell.
Yeah.
We're estimating probably around 30,000, and that's a very rough estimate. Like, we need to...
That's the lower end, I'd say.
Yeah, we're trying to come back bigger and better.
Okay.
So we don't want to build the same structure again. We want a proper structure that people can, as you said earlier on, can flock to and come down whenever they want, and it's there for them.
So you're going to build, and what about even the kits and the things that you're in, and footballs and everything like that?
Well, we've been very, very lucky. We still have one set of jerseys left, so we can use them for the time being.
You can still play the odd match.
But yeah, we can still play the odd match.
You're going to need washing powder and everything just to get them clean up nice and quick for the next one.
Absolutely, yeah. We're lucky enough that the season isn't starting until August.
Yeah.
So we have a bit of time to spare. There's people have come from all over the community and the country as a wider region. Nitro Sports, for instance, has got in contact with us and said they'd help out with some kit. The local GAA club, Air Oak, have been fantastic to us. They're offering us the takings from this week's lotto. Yeah. Clubs from as far as Achill United have offered help. It's been amazing.
So there's a sort of fraternity around the island saying, okay, look, that could be us. So that's what we can do to help.
Absolutely. Yeah,
like, there's added costs. I mean, you know, to call the fire brigade is an issue too, isn't it?
Yeah.
You have to do that. And
we don't know who called the fire brigade, to be honest. I got a phone call from one of our club members, and he was down there while the fire brigade were down there. So we don't know. That could be potentially be an extra cost.
And how much does it cost to call the fire brigade?
€2,500, I think. Potentially, I don't know.
I didn't know it cost that much. I mean, I suppose I can understand that they have to survive, but I didn't realise it was that
well,
much.
Well, that's what I've been told.
Yeah.
Could be anything, to be honest, but that's what I've been
told. That's the figure, they're up the ballpark, but I suppose they had a job to do.
Mm.
So you need to make the money now.
Yes, we do need to
raise
the
dough. So how are you going to do it?
Well, we started the crowdfunding website a week ago, and as I said, the response has been unbelievable. We've raised about €2,000 in the last week and a half.
Well done.
When we set it up, we said we'd be happy with €100.
Right,
you know that sort of way?
Well, you've exceeded that.
We've exceeded that immensely, and we're grateful beyond belief for all the support we've got from the community at large.
It'd be lovely if everyone, you know, if everyone chipped in a fiver or something like that. That's you just need a lot of fivers.
That's what's amazing about the crowdfunding websites. Yeah. Like, if everyone chipped in a fiver, it grows into a pot very, very quickly.
Yeah, because I know some guy said, oh, I'm going to try and raise $1.2 billion for the Greek debt.
Yeah, seen that one.
And yet he still made, what, maybe 50?
It's 1.8 million at the time, right now.
And it was like, that's kind of goofball stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas you guys need 30 grand. If all the fivers add up, you could actually get you out of this corner and make this
this
lovely community have a brand new place.
We've set at 10 grand now because we can start accessing some grants.
Good.
And we've pinpointed that figure as a potential way of us accessing some of the bigger grants available to clubs around the country.
Good. And you're getting money from all over the world, from obviously GAA fans and football fans. And
Everywhere. My father is the chairman of the club, so he's got phone calls from Australia and America, from people.
Well, we'll put the details on our Facebook page, just for if anyone's feeling kind of nostalgic and they want to help the village that just needs a hug.
Yeah,
that's what they can do.
Yeah, absolutely. The website is gofundme.com/LachlanUTD. We'd be appreciate any help that you could possibly.
So gofundme.com/LachlanUTD, as in United, Lachlan United, but obviously not spelled the full United. And we'll put that link on our Facebook page, and hopefully people can get along there and try and give you a bit of a dig out. Or as we say, a bailout if we can, but not to be owed back. So good luck with it, Sean.
Thanks,
to you and your colleagues and everyone else in the village. And I hope that it ends up as a good news story.
Yeah, we really appreciate coming and having us.
Not at all. It's a pleasure. Thanks for coming in to see us today.